Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. The religious leaders demanded that Peter explain himself before the council. I read from Acts 4, verses 5 through 10 in the New Living Translation. The next day, the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other relatives of the high priest. They brought in the two disciples and demanded, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" referring to the recent healing. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead." This gave Peter a perfect opportunity to restate succinctly the gospel message. Principle: be ready to boldly share the gospel when opportunity knocks. In his first letter, the Apostle Peter encourages all disciples to be ready to share the gospel at any moment. I read 1 Peter 3, verses 14 through 16, the New Living Translation. "But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord in your life, and if someone asks you about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ." Obviously, Peter wrote this passage with reference to the incident in Acts 4. He told the leaders what they did not want to hear, but what they needed to know. The realization that it was in the council's power to harm them did not intimidate them into silence. People take note when disciples show the courage of their convictions. We should be ready to boldly share the gospel when opportunity knocks.